Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug. You know what I love? It's movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you once again from Apocalypto. That's the name of a movie. It's Thursday, May 7th, 2020. Dugouts to Wise Guys in Salt Lake City and Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. Those are shows we're supposed to do Doug Loves Movies in both of those places in June, but we've officially canceled those shows, and we'll try to reschedule for as soon as possible. Let's say hello to today's guests. Only two of them are here so far, but that's enough to get started. It's Clark Duke and Mike Kaplan, everybody.
Yay.
Hey, guys. Clark here.
Yay, clapping, yay. Hey, Clark, let's chat with you guys individually and alphabetically, starting with Clark Duke, director, co-writer, and co-star of Arkansas, not the state, the motion picture with that name, that is currently available on Prime
Video.
Everywhere?
Pretty much, yeah. Apple, Amazon, VOD, On Demand, DVD, Blu-ray, everywhere but theaters where it was supposed to be, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the... That's a real real kick in the pants, this thing, as far as filmmakers go, because it's really just derailed everything for now. But I guess we should be grateful for the whole VOD system, so that not only can you get your movie out there, but it's also another thing people can enjoy, because TV is becoming, you know, all reruns.
Yeah, I mean, for me... for me, just as a, you know, as a first time director, like, we were supposed to premiere at South by Southwest, which, like, I'm from the South, so that was the festival I wanted to go to. So that was a bummer. And just as a guy that, you know, I live in LA, and that's mostly what I do for fun is go to the movies. I was really looking forward to seeing a theater, but I mean, the reality is most of the country is seeing smaller indie films on VOD anyway. So yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of par for the course right now, whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah, it's just it's a strange strange situation, and just have to make the best of it. And I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna see it sometime. sometime in the next day or two, probably, you know, because...
I mean, this might have been a way more interesting interview if you'd watched it and then we talked, to be honest.
But. Well, you know, this is like just more of a comedy game show. I don't really get, we don't really get.
I know. I've done this show before. I know.
Yeah, yeah. But I also do, that's the thing though, is as much as I assume I'm going to enjoy it, I don't like seeing people's movies before they're on this show because I don't even want to give a whiff of negativity about.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
You can hate it.
You
know,
sometimes you can't hide it if you don't love something.
Yeah. You got no poker face.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I am excited to see it. And then, you know, later I'll talk it up with, after I've loved it.
Or trap.
Do you know the tagline for the movie that's on like the IMDb page?
I don't. I know like we had a couple on the posters. That are like, they asked me to help come up with tags. Like I had a blast making the posters, but they asked me to come up with taglines. So I kind of like rattled some off semi jokingly and we ended up using them. So like one of them, so it's like, be careful. But the one is organized crime in the South. Isn't that organized? That was the main one. I think that was on the poster. And then another one was Kyle and Swin are working their way to the top. And then it lists the cast starting with Liam and myself that play Kyle and Swin and then going down vertically and ending on Vince Vaughn. And it says, but the top has other plans.
Yeah, that's the one that's listed on IMDb, but I didn't see the visual of all the people in between.
It only works if you're looking at the poster with the sight gag, you know? Me saying it out loud, it just sounds like, it sounds like a weird, like Sly Stallone movie from like 1992 or something.
Yeah, or like if you know, if an announcer was saying it, it'd be like, "But the top has other."
Right, right.
Let's say hello to Mike Kaplan, who is also joining us here today. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Doug. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for, you know, taking time out of your day of taking the whole day off.
Of course. From my day of watching movies, I'm trying to catch up to you in these times. I am watching some TV shows as well and also doing podcasts. There's so much to do when there's nothing to do.
Well, that's the thing is like, we all kind of sit around, you know, we all have like a lot of weird spare time on our hands and watch a lot of movies. Cause that's what we're into to begin with, you know? So that's what drives me crazy is that I can't just relax and enjoy all these movies that I'm watching now. Cause I still in the back of my head I'm thinking about how the world is ending, you know?
Yes. Is there any art? Is movies usually the thing that takes you out of that? Because the world was ending in various ways before as well, but it was just not as in your face about it, I guess.
That's true. That is an excellent point.
Now it's overt.
Yeah. I was definitely living in denial and escaping to movies, and now I can't escape to movies because I'm afraid we're never going to be able to make them anymore. You know.
Sure.
It's crazy. Oh, hey, guess what?
What's that?
Well, first of all, Mike, you have a new album coming out. We should mention that.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I'm sorry that I didn't direct a movie that you didn't watch yet, but I did. I am releasing a comedy album as we record this tomorrow, May 8th, 2020. I have a new album. It's called AKA. It's stand-up comedy. I've been doing comedy for about 18 years now, and it's my, I think, favorite and best and most cohesive hour of comedy that I've made. I've liked the things I've done, but I'm real happy with this, so I'm excited for people to get it. You know, if you're listening to a podcast, you know where albums are. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I think they should be able to do some detective work and figure that out. And then, now it's called AKA, but what is it also known as?
Oh, great. It's also known as a few things. One thing it's also known as is also known as, because... The original title was going to be All Killing Aside, because some of the themes that I cover are about love and compassion and not murdering. And so what? Perfect name for All Killing Aside, other than if you release it in the midst of a global pandemic where there is suffering, death, uncertainty in many people's lives individually, systemically. We're like, wow, what's going to happen? Who knows? Well, all killing aside, like, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play? So we thought about why not call it this? Because it's a palindrome. The whole show is sort of a conceptual palindrome about these topics. It starts with bathrooms, it ends with bathrooms. There's life and death and things in between. But anyway, the point is, I'm almost to the end of my TED talk, or ask me anything about this. My name is also an alias, and also known as Mike Kaplan for Michael Adam Kaplan. So this has been my AKA MAKAMA. The album comes out the 8th of May. I thank you for asking and for having me today.
All right. Well, we're all out of time, but that was awesome.
I just want to chime in. Like, you say, like, people know how to find it. I have not found that to be the case, because I repeatedly keep telling people, like, my movie is available everywhere, like on VOD, on demand, and I just repeatedly keep getting, so it's on Netflix? And I'm like, no.
Ha.
Everywhere, well, literally everywhere but Netflix.
That's very kind of you to offer. I will say then, specifically Apple Music,
yeah,
iTunes, you can download it. Probably Amazon. I'm like, probably all these places. Blonde Medicine is the record label, and you can go to blondemedicine.com/AKA, and it'll direct you to all the places. But for sure, Apple and iTunes and such.
Yeah, and also your new album is on Netflix, isn't it?
Doug, didn't you just hear what Clark said? But Netflix.
You joke about this, but there will be comments asking if both things, my movie and your album, are available on Netflix after this airs.
They got a whole new comedy album section on Netflix now.
Huh.
Also joining us, I got a message that he's here. Sam Morril, everybody.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, dude.
Sorry about that. I think you assumed I was in New York, and then I didn't read your email, so I fucked up. Sorry about that.
I did assume you were in New York, but you gave me a fantastic clue that I should have figured out when you said you're currently with another comedian that I know.
Yeah.
Who does live in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are making internet stuff together, right?
Yeah, that's a fucking sales pitch right there. Yeah, we're doing some stuff. There's a movie podcast. It's like Marriage Story and I Lost. I'm out here in LA with my girlfriend, but we're together, so that's cool. And we're doing movies, sketches. We're doing our own movie podcast where we are introing each other to movies that the other one should have seen that they haven't seen. So we've been occupying our time watching a lot of movies.
Well, okay, so what have you walked away with in terms of, like, what's the one that she got you to watch that you enjoyed the most or could recommend?
Singing in the Rain.
That's an amazing movie.
It's so good. I've watched it twice. I loved it. It's it's just, you know what it is? It's escapist and it's feel good. And Gene Kelly's a good dancer. I mean, they're all good dancers, but yeah, great, great music, great movie.
And it's about a massive shift, a transition that show business had to make, specifically movie making, when, sound had to, became like a thing that everybody had to go ahead and use just because they figured out how to do it.
I actually didn't find out that we could use sound until my movie was already in post-production. It sucked.
Oh,
oh man.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
I know. We just recorded picture.
So you just, the entire, all the dialogue was ADR. You just,
yeah, it's, yeah, it was brutal, man. I mean, that's why it took months.
Would have been out pre-pandemic, but
it was supposed to be out 4 years ago.
I like that Singing in the Rain is kind of what all entertainment is now. Like, with the pandemic raining down, we're all like, well, we're out here.
I don't know, man. I'm looking out. It looks pretty nice, which is, it's even more depressing when it's a nice day and you're like, well, nothing to do with that.
Oh, yeah. I meant metaphorical rain, that there's clouds all around our heart.
it is interesting, though, what you said, Doug, about, like, yeah, how it's a transition in the arts and how we all kind of have to pivot now. And like, I want nothing more than to do stand-up. And, we all just have to, like, find other ways to occupy our time and you know, thank God for podcasts, I guess.
Yeah, and also you have something out there that people can check out. Your album, your self-made album is available right now, right?
Yeah, it's you can it's an album of it. It's also a special that's on Comedy Central's YouTube channel. It's called I Got This, and it's available. Just type in Sam Morril. It should be the first thing that comes up on YouTube.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, man, it's good. It's a good special. I Mike really built his up. I feel like if we two of us do that, the podcast is going to be over. So, you know, give it a watch. It's good. I promise you'll like it. Ooh, or you Sam, won't. Well, then, and then who gives a shit?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Your special. Yeah.
I can just keep promoting my movie if you guys just want to hear more promotion.
You know, this is like the first time I've ever suggested this on one of my shows, but I expect everyone who's listening to this to listen to check out Sam's special and Mike's new album and Clark's movie. That's got to be total time commitment, maybe 3.5 hours.
Yeah, that's about right.
I just did the last show I did before the pandemic. I did Dennis Miller's talk show, and he asked me favorite joke off the top of your head, and I quoted a Mike Kaplan joke.
Wow.
I did where Mike used to have a joke where he said, "I'm Jewish, but I'm not uber Jewish. I will use German to describe how Jewish I am." That's a great joke.
Really appreciate it. That's I do want to say now, I'm sorry that I talked over some people to try and say, I have watched your special and it is fantastic. You are great at jokes.
Thank you, man.
So sincere.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just kidding, you asshole. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's
I know better. How to be a comedian.
Yeah. Okay, so... You know what? Let's skip the games. Everybody just go watch and listen to all their stuff.
Thanks, everybody.
Hell yeah.
That was fun.
Why are we wasting their time with this when they could be checking out all the stuff you guys worked so hard on?
I'm losing money the longer this podcast goes.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, Clark, about your mustache.
Yeah.
If that's not – I thought that was the mustache you had in the movie.
I don't understand what your question is right now.
My question is, you had that mustache in the movie, but like, wasn't it a character mustache, or is
it? Oh yes. No, it was. It was. I grew it for the movie, but I just kept it.
Okay, that works out perfect because then in the promotions, you look like the guy from the movie.
Yeah, no, I just kept it because I haven't. I've basically just been working on this, you know, every day for like a couple years at least. You know, in post and post production, everything. So. I just kept it. Well, no, that's not true. I did the Veronica Mars and I kept it. I just kind of liked it. it was fun too because yeah, I'm real specific looking with my glasses and hair and everything. So there was something fun about it. Was literally like putting on you know, one of those fake mustaches that comes with the glasses and the nose. Like if I put my hair up and put them, you know, have the mustache and sunglasses, nobody knew me. Like even like friends of mine didn't recognize me. It was funny.
Yeah, and it's weird every time you walk by a mirror, right?
It was the first a little bit, but now I kind of can't picture taking it off because, I mean, it took so long to grow. I don't think I could go through that initial month of looking like a pervert again. So I think I'm just going to keep it.
All right, that was all I wanted to know. So let's.
I do want to know that I also have a mustache right now and don't usually. I think, I don't know if it's important, but it's a pretty good mustache.
I'm intrigued.
All right.
Oh yeah.
I can show you. Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a mustache. I'm dirty shaven. I mean, I look like shit if that helps.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's all we're looking for.
All right.
That was the part of the show where I said, let the games begin. I've got a couple of games prepared for you guys, starting with one that I like to call ABCD's Nuts. It's a spelling game. And in honor of your movie, Clark, today we're going to spell Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to start with you, Clark. You get the letter A in Arkansas. And what I need you to do is name any movie that begins with the letter A. If you match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, then you win automatically. And there will be a theme will emerge, but unfortunately going first, you won't necessarily know the theme. So just name, we're going to spell Arkansas, and then Mike will be second, and then Sam will be third.
Okay.
So, letter A, Clark. Any movie that begins with A.
All the President's Men.
Oh, that's a great example. I went with a movie called Autumn in New York.
Sounds like a fake movie, but okay.
It's real. I think it's Winona Ryder and Richard Gere. I'm serious. Okay. Mike, your letter is R.
I'm going to go with Ratatouille.
That's a great one. That's a really good one.
Thank
you. It's
not
what I wrote.
All
I
didn't write, fair enough.
No, I wrote down Raising Arizona. Sam, your letter is K.
King of New York.
I wrote down King of New York.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Hell yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I almost said crazy. Kingpin. So I'm glad.
Yeah, you that was a smart... You pivoted in the right direction. The next A, I went with a movie called A Rainy Day in New York. And then N, what was N, Clark? What would you think N would be?
Whoa. that you picked?
Yeah, and we got movies with New York and Arizona in the title.
I'll go, okay. New York, New York?
it was Nebraska.
Oh,
yeah, I think there's only like maybe four or five states that where there's a movie with the state's name and that's the full title.
Huh. Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, it might not even be that many. It might just be Arkansas and Nebraska.
I know I got a lot of grief from the foreign salespeople on my movie because they were like, they used Nebraska as an example of like, it didn't translate overseas. Nobody knows what Nebraska is.
Yeah, but that was also... black and white and depressing and
I mean I really like that movie, but
no, it's a good movie. I'm just saying, like, I get why people in Europe are running out to see it.
Yeah, I don't know what the title of Arkansas is in other countries, but it'll be fun to see those posters eventually.
Yeah, that'll be super fun to find out.
Yeah.
Also, you're killing it in the DOV alphabetization game, because when you're on VOD, the company that puts out the movie really wants a title that begins with A, so that people, when they're scrolling through alphabetically, they'll see it. So Arkansas is in a great spot.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Oh, yeah.
I should have spelled Arkansas with two A's at the beginning then.
Mm-hmm. All the A's, yeah.
Yeah, you should have just made it about aardvarks and called it aardvarks.
Yeah.
Aardvarkansas.
All right, guys. Well, that means that Sam gets to go first in our next game coming up right after this brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Holy shit, that was faster than I thought it would be. But I can't wait to buy all of those products and do all of those things. Um, Sam?
Uh-huh.
You get to go first.
All right.
In the game that's for all the marbles, and we don't even have marbles. There's really no prizes. It's just for the sense of pride that you'll get.
I need it, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
I need
like
something.
You'll be able to hold it in your girlfriend's face. You know, like, hey, I just won Doug Loves Movies. What have you done today?
I need it. I think I'm one for one on this show.
You've been on twice and you won once and lost once?
No, I think I've only been on once. I think I won.
In Raleigh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all winners today.
There can be only one. That's loser talk.
No. We all won.
Have you ever won before, Mike?
I don't remember, so I think the answer must be no.
Yeah, you would totally remember because it'd be like probably top five achievements.
Can I also, I know that game is over, but was one of the S's Sweet Home Alabama?
Yes, it was.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was thinking, how could it not be Shawshank? It's such an S movie.
Right.
Sam, did you win without even knowing what the pattern was that you won?
Absolutely. Is it chick flicks?
No, it's movies with states in the title.
That's what it is. Okay, you're right. Nebraska, why didn't I fucking get that?
Was the K California?
Oh, that's a good one.
That would have been smarter because then Sam wouldn't have won.
Oh, right. It was already King of New York. Now I'm dumb too. Okay.
I just have to go with my gut on these, but California is a good option because of that.
That would have been fun.
Okay. All right, so we're going to play to determine a winner today. The game is called Last Man or Woman Stanton. Mm-hmm. And basically, we're going to all take turns. I like to play along on this one. We all take turns naming movies that one particular actor or actress is in. And to determine who that person is going to be today, Sam gets to pick because of the fact that he won that first game. So
damn, this is a lot of pressure.
So much pressure because you have to pick somebody that, you know, that you hope you have a better handle on, the titles of their, you know, hopefully many movies.
Oh, man.
I'll give you, a second to think about it.
Give me a second.
Like, yeah, just think about it while I babble about this. I always thought it'd be fun to pick James Dean because he's only been in three movies and it'd be over really quick.
Doug, you've done these before where we're all in different places. Do you talk about the honor system that we're all potentially under because we have our computers and could make this not fun at all?
Yeah, well, that's part of the fun of there being no prizes is that it's an extra level of cheating yourself when you cheat to win nothing.
I'm mostly embarrassed that I hadn't thought of cheating yet.
Mark, that's you're a beautiful soul. That's like, do you know there's a bird called the scrub jay that they bury their food and can remember it up to 5 days later. And then they'll sometimes, if they see another scrub jay watching them, then they'll move it because they think they're going to steal it. But the only ones that move it thinking that someone else will steal from them are ones that themselves have stolen before. So you not even thinking of cheating, but I now put it into your mind.
How did scientists figure that? Like, how did they figure that out? That only the one guy was stealing? Like, that seems impossible to prove.
You know, I'm no bird scientist, but
I'm not either.
Guys, I think I got someone. I think this is,
great.
Unless if you've done them on the show, do you not do them again?
Obviously there's going to be repeats, but the point is that the four of us haven't all tried to play whatever person you're going to name. So it'll be unique in that sense.
I think this is a good one because today's his 59th birthday. I just saw this on the news. So George Clooney.
Whoa. Great. I love it.
Let's keep this game going. We all know Clooney.
Yeah, well, Georgie Clunes. Have you worked with him, Clark?
No, I wish. No. Big fan.
Okay, so you can't cheat in that sense. You can't just name a movie that, you know, you were in with him. So, Sam, go ahead and start us off. Any movie that had George Clooney in it?
Three Kings. Great movie.
Oh, yeah. Did you make your girlfriend watch that one?
No, but that might be a good one. I dig that movie. It's been a while.
Yeah, I dig it too. I just don't know if it's a little too much on the action tip for, you know, for some people.
She made me watch 13 Going on 30, and I was like, I'm going to make you watch so many movies where the wife gets murdered and the husband has to avenge her, you know? So John Wick, it's like in the conversation maybe, but it's not like important to me. That's the point of the podcast.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's disgusting that like the box office in America, everything is kind of geared toward that the men are going to decide what movies they're going to go out and see as couples. And that's so annoying to me. Anyway, who's next? Mike. Oh, sorry. I apologize. Clark.
Okay. I won't say anything.
Just, yeah. Be quiet. So it's just any Clooney movie.
Any Clooney. And when you run out, that's when you lose.
Okay. Well, one of my favorite movies period is Out of Sight.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's like, I always bring that up as, to this day, the best movie, J-Lo's best movie.
She's great in it.
She's incredible. She's so good. Yeah. I thought she should have been. She was great in The Hustlers this year, I thought. I thought she should have got a nomination.
But the gap between that movie and Hustlers, all she makes is dumb rom-coms.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Don't knock Made in Manhattan, dude. Not bad.
You know what? You're right. Made in Manhattan. I mean, there's that one, The Wedding Planner, where there's a sequence where Matthew McConaughey has like a porcelain dick glued to his hand.
And that was that was just the EPK stuff. That was just the behind the scenes stuff.
That's just him. That's just him cutting up on the set.
Yeah.
But other than that, the movie has no redeeming value, is what you're saying?
I don't know. People probably like it. people like their rom-coms. That's one of my least favorite genres in general. But if we're gonna name a rom-com that I actually like, it's, have you guys seen Ghosts of Girlfriends Past?
I have a buddy who's in that movie. Micah Sherman. We started doing stand-up together in Boston. He's a actor and improviser. I think he was the 16th on the call sheet. He's one of the groomsmen who's like the three guys who hang out with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, while Michael Douglas steals the movie, he's like just a complete old pervert in that movie.
Oh yeah. Can I tell you one of my favorite jokes from that movie?
Yes.
Sort of towards the beginning, Matthew McConaughey's character is a ladies' man, and he's getting with a lady,
right.
And he says to her, I love girls with daddy issues, and she says, daddy issues? I don't even know my father.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, man.
That's strong.
It's good.
I thought it was going to be some sort of magazine prescription joke.
Oh,
daddy issues.
I like that too.
Okay, Mike, it's your turn. Name a Clooney.
I'll say Ocean's 12.
I like where this is going. All right, so it's my turn next. I like to play, and I will say Ocean's 11. Sam?
I got to go Ocean 13, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of leaving it hanging out there? Clark?
From Dusk Till Dawn, another old favorite of mine.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just saw that again. That one holds up pretty nicely.
That movie is so fun, man. I think Robert Rodriguez's movies that he directs that other people wrote are pretty, like The Faculty, that was another good one.
I wish that From Dusk Till Dawn could like exist in a vacuum where they don't have to say what it's really about in promoting it.
Totally, yeah.
Because it takes such a fun turn if you don't know about it ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be amazing if you could watch that movie, sight and see. Yeah, that would be cool. That's marketing every movie, though.
Yeah, well, there's another thing that drives me crazy is that your average person wants to know what's going to happen in a movie and mm-hmm. doesn't care about spoilers. It's only all of us nerds that care. whose turn is it? Is it?
I think it's me.
Mike?
First, I'll say, Sam, maybe you could share this with Taylor and not tell her anything about it from Dusk Till Dawn, and she'll be the perfect audience.
Oh, wow.
Don't tell her anything. It'll really scare her.
She will not like it. I think that won't be for me.
Then don't do
that. She doesn't go in for Walking Dead or that kind of thing?
I don't think. That's not her thing.
I wouldn't compare that movie to Walking Dead. I mean...
Well, I'm just saying that, like, you know, how much you enjoy a nice succession of zombie kills is kind of a way to look at it, you know, because I could see somebody not finding that, terribly compelling. And by somebody, I mean Sam's girlfriend.
I will say, oh, brother, where art thou?
Mm.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Great soundtrack.
That opens up a real, a whole area that I will happily continue to explore with Burn After Reading.
Mm. Mm.
Sam.
Intolerable Cruelty.
Oh, yeah.
if we're going Coen Brothers, let's go Coen Brothers, you know?
Oh, that's a title. I was just excited about the concept. Clark.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, yes.
I will say Up in the Air.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Clooney's, that movie.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be weird to watch that movie if things continue as they are, because...
More like Up in the Where?
Exactly. Up in the why?
That's from my next episode of Daddy Issues. Check out the latest issue of Dad Jokes.
I love that movie, but you know what? One thing I didn't love about it is in the ending when, like, the credits start rolling, they show all these people like, yeah, I got laid off, but, you know, I got my wife. And we're like, yeah, we get it. He's unhappy. It's a sad ending, you know? Like, you could have just left it at the terminal. We would have gotten it, you know? Otherwise, great, though, I think.
Yes, just turn it off before it becomes not great.
Yes.
That was Mike set up in the air?
Yep.
Okay, so that means it's on me again, and I got to go back to it. The good old Coen Brothers, Hail Caesar.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So it's my turn?
Yes.
Hmm. Syriana.
Oh, nice. He won the Oscar for that one.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, best supporting actor.
Oh, good for him.
I prefer character actors in the supporting slot, not these handsome assholes. Like Brad Pitt just won supporting actor. Yeah. What is happening? Supporting actor is supposed to go to, like, you know,
Alan Arkin or something.
Oliver Platt.
Yeah,
exactly. Oliver Platt in. Did you guys see The Ice Harvest?
Yeah, it's with John Cusack, right?
Oh yeah.
We did a movie once, so I call those guys Ollie and Johnny. But
yeah.
Which one's which?
Take your pick.
Old Ollie Cues.
All right, so Cusack was Hot Tub Time Machine.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the who's the other guy?
Ollie Platt was in we did this Christmas movie together. It was Robin Williams' last movie. It's called. They kept changing the title. I think the final title was Merry Friggin' Christmas, which is not a strong title at all. But
I'll check it out around the holidays.
Yeah, yeah, save it for the holidays. Yeah.
All right.
Great cast. Hell of a cast, though.
Yeah, and you're up, Clark. What do you got for Clooney?
The Descendants.
Yeah. Nobody runs in flip-flops better than George Clooney.
Right? He's the Tom Cruise of running in flip-flops.
Mike?
Here's what I have to offer, because the last one that I had in mind was Syriana. So I'll offer that if you ever see someone who looks like George Clooney but isn't him, you could call him George Clooney. And my guess will be Roseanne the movie.
Is that the end of the game? Is that it?
No,
I think, yeah, Mike really like tied up his participation in a bow there. Thank you for playing, Mike, and you know, certainly stick around because we'll talk more if there's time at the end. But that means that it's my turn, and for Clooney, I'm going to go with One Fine Day.
I don't know that one.
Chick flick.
One Fine Day was he and Michelle Pfeiffer each had one stupid little kid.
Ooh,
and they both had to take care of their dumb kids. And so they, you know, they spent the day together, even though they didn't get along, you know, they spent the day together because then they took turns watching each other's kids.
That sounds fantastic.
One of the kids is Mae Whitman, who.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I forget who the little boy is, though. But I think he's also still working, maybe. Whose turn is it?
It's me. So wait, I'll go Gravity.
Oh, of course.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Is it my turn now?
Clark, yeah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Voice work.
Deep cut. Yeah. Voice work is smart.
Deep cut.
This isn't me wrapping up the show. Good night and good luck.
Solaris, which I never saw. I never saw. But
oh man,
I'm aware of. Was it the movie was or the pig?
If I saw it, it was boring.
It looked rough
because I don't remember. It was like one of those chamber pieces in a spaceship, I think.
Yeah.
I know I'm out, but I just want to offer that the little boy actor, I think, in One Fine Day is Alex D. Linz. Does that sound?
Oh, like it? Yeah. He went on to do. He replaced Macaulay Culkin in the third Home Alone movie.
Is that real? Really?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, not replaced, but you know, when they made the third one, Mac right. wasn't. Okay. Where are we at?
Clark?
I just won, right?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did someone say Burn After Reading already?
Yep.
Oh, God. I had that in the chamber.
Yeah.
What's the, I feel like he's made like three or four movies about the CIA and I can't remember the titles of any of them.
Oh yeah.
Syriana.
Sure. But it's not just Syriana. There's more.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I feel like he's made like multiple movies. Men Who Stare at Goats.
Oh, nice.
There's more George Clooney playing CIA guy movies though.
Yeah, I think I've got one. Wasn't he in The Peacemaker?
I don't even know what that is.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a deep cut. I never saw that. I just remember the poster with him and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
And they were like running on the poster. And I was like, that, I'll pass. But
yeah, the movie didn't have a lot of running in it.
All right. I can't believe no one said this one yet. And correct me if they have. Michael Clayton?
Oh. No, they haven't.
That's a good one.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
That's right before Tom Wilkinson was in that, and he was so good. And then he was in that Woody Allen movie, Cassandra's Dream, and it was like, it was so bad that that I remember people were laughing in the movie theater during like a serious monologue he was giving. There were people like, what the fuck is going on? This is terrible.
What do you think, Clark? Can you come up with another one?
The Good German?
Oh, well, yeah.
I think he directed that one, right?
I don't think so, but he's in it.
Or did he direct Good Night and Good Luck, and I'm confusing them?
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, did De Niro direct The Good German? Did I imagine that?
I think you might be right about that. And Matt Damon's in it, right?
Yes.
I think he plays the title role.
Hmm.
He plays good?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I'm remembering now, I think the last time I was on Doug Loves Movies, we might have also had George Clooney, and I just still didn't remember as many of the ones as y'all came up with then. But I'm looking at the IMDb now, and there's Would You Accept TV Movies?
No.
I would.
No, we don't. We stay away from TV movies, and but yeah, there's definitely. I bet Clooney's got at least a dozen titles we haven't mentioned yet.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah, no, it's crazy how the mind just sort of locks up, and you just sort of keep thinking of the same ones, and then you branch off and try to think of, you know, you just kind of figure out an angle to think of another one.
Yes.
Do you have anything else, Clark? Oh, you said The Good German.
I said Good German. Yeah.
Okay, so that means it's on me again. So I'm gonna say. Oh fuck.
The Nespresso ads with Danny DeVito. That's all I got left.
Yeah, there's that.
Casamigos tequila or something. I don't know. He's still associated with that?
Yeah, the motorcycle, the billboard with him on a motorcycle. With.
I'm going to go ahead and pull out the old first movie he was ever in, title, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Really? Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Monument Men, was that the title?
The
Monument Men?
I would accept
Monuments with an S.
The Monuments Men?
Yeah. Okay. I'm so impressed that you remembered that fucking boring.
I didn't see it, but I remember reading a lot about it because I was surprised that it had that cast and still everyone said it was shit.
It's kind of stunning how, like, there's hardly anything happens. It's not very suspenseful. Bill Murray sort of kind of wanders through it, you know, like, it's weird. I mean, I guess it's kind of got a good plot because it's based on a real thing that happened where, you know, some sort of, they were able to use like pieces of art to trick some Nazis or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this sounds fascinating to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there was more interesting shit in World War II probably, but whatever. I guess it's kind of cool. I guess if it was done better, it would have been cool.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just totally, I don't want to keep everybody forever trying to think of another Clooney, so I'm going to tap.
I'm out too. I got nothing left.
I got like two, maybe three left.
Oh my
God.
Yeah,
let's hear what you got left.
Okay, Sam. Wasn't he in Perfect Storm? Wasn't that him and Wahlberg?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, and then I got... I can't remember the name of this one, so this one doesn't count, but he directed and he had a supporting role in it's a CIA movie with Sam Rockwell and Julia Roberts, but I can't remember the name.
Oh, Dangerous Mind. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Yeah, that was a cool
great.
Movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I got one more, and I think this counts. What, didn't he do a cameo in the South Park movie? Wasn't that really good?
Yep.
All right, that's all I got. What are we missing, though?
One more. He was in The Thin Red Line.
Oh, wow. I want to guess that.
He was in Spy Kids.
Really?
Didn't know this one either.
And Spy Kids 3D Game Over.
He must have just been friends with Rodriguez from Dust Till Dawn, right? Like, that's how that happens.
For sure.
There's a movie called Leatherheads.
Oh, yeah, Leathernecks.
It says.
Oh no, Heads. You're right. It's Heads.
It's the football movie. I'm not. The football thing. Yeah.
But it's about football players with those stupid old leather helmets with John Krasinski.
Mm.
Who you guys might know from The Office. Have you heard of that show, Clark?
Only a few dozen times a day on Instagram. I get really
crazy because, like, between Netflix and Comedy Central, there's never not a moment in the day when you're probably not on an episode of The Office on somebody's TV somewhere.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot The Ides of March. That's a fucking depressing movie.
Is that another CIA one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at his stuff now. I wouldn't have remembered The American. That's another one I wouldn't have remembered.
Is that a CIA one? That sounds like a CIA one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a real love for movies about the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you guys think he's in the CIA and this is like the best cover?
Maybe. I mean, that's the premise of Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Maybe that's him taunting us.
Also, Clark, I don't think that we've met, and so this is the first time that I've ever been on a call with you or a podcast with you. Did anyone ever tell you, and I hope this isn't like, you know, associating all people from the South as sounding the same, but do people tell you sound like Nate Bargatze?
I don't know who that is, and I've never heard that, no, if I'm being honest.
You kind of do, a little bit.
He's a hilarious comedian who's a friend of ours, some of ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I'm terrible with names. I mean, I could have met him.
I definitely can hear it, and you might have met him somewhere, but chances are probably not. He's a pretty low-key guy.
Oh, he's actually got a comedy special that you can check out everywhere, including Netflix.
Oh, why?
I mean, I'm so sorry.
Do you have, don't promote some other guy's podcast.
He gets so much promotion going.
I mean, special. I mean, whatever. All right. Watch. Thank you, guys. Sam, you're the you're officially the winner today.
Yes.
And so for your prize, you get to remain in sequestered with your girlfriend. And
beautiful.
You check out Sam's special, Mike's new album, and Clark's film, Arkansas. AKA, and what's it called again, Sam?
My special?
Yeah.
It's called I Got This.
It would have been funnier if I said, what's it called again? I Got This. Thank you to all three of you guys. DougLovesMovies.com is where you go if you think I'm going to be doing shows anytime soon and you want to buy tickets. Minneapolis at the end of June, maybe. We'll see. As always, nobody's perfect.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.